Previously on Algo FM's Sunday Morning Breakfast Show, Storytime with Jeff Malloy.
So when will the heir of Dafufu, Prince Figula, take over? Now that he has recovered from the illness of the mind, what needs to happen for Princess Fezi to return home? What is the meaning of the words the faceless spirits of Dafufu are communicating with Regent King Sililo? Alone he sits reading a biography of a well-known president who rules many rivers and seas away from Dafufu. Alone he ponders what is to become of Dafufu under the rule of the son of his late brother, now that King Sililo must step down. Will he avenge the bad treatment he received under Andile, the son of Sililo? Will he ask the regent king to leave the royal house with all that belongs to him and to never ever return? Will he ask members of the royal guard of Dafufu to slay him publicly, he, Andile, and all those that belong to him? It is now the following morning. King Sililo is woken up by the sounds of another new day in Dafufu. He puts on his favorite robe, made of the colors of the flag of Dafufu, green for the plant of Dafufu, white for the clear waters that course through the valleys of Dafufu out to the sea, and purple, a color King Sililo sang about years back when he was the prince of Dafufu. The door opens and there is his daughter, Fezi, flawless in her beauty. Behind her follows her cousin, the heir to the throne, Figile. He has brought her back from meditation on the bedrock by the gorge. After tearfully embracing his daughter, King Sililo bows down to Figile to give respect to the real ruler of Dafufu. Oh, rise, King of Dafufu. There is no need for you to humble yourself to me, the heir says, for you have been an honest servant of the people of Dafufu, he adds. Figile has come to let Sililo know that his time to take over as king has not come yet, and that he still needs to travel up north to be with his friends, Sia and Rachel, who are going through a tough time. He will not explain what tough time it is that his friends are going through. And so King Sililo will continue to rule. Prince Figile does have one request, which is that King Sililo must appoint his daughter as his advisor, consider his suggestions, and that will make Dafufu great again. And with that, Figile prepares his horse for his long trip, but because rain is coming, he opts instead for the SUV, and off he ventures away, saying goodbye to the people of Dafufu. Don't cry for me, Dafufu. I will be back, he says.
Leaving us with this evil man!
Storytime is made up of fictitious events and names of people. Any reference to anything or anybody real is completely coincidental. Or is it? So that is the end of season one of the Royal House of Dafufu. Look out for season two in due course. Of course, you can listen to all the versions that you may have missed of the Royal House of Dafufu on algofm.co.za. Look under my page, Jeff Malloy. Sunday breakfast. Good morning.
Storytime with Jeff Malloy. Sunday mornings at 8:30, only on Algoa FM.